This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Syria's Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualem, a career diplomat who became one of the country's most prominent faces to the outside world during the uprising against President Bashar Assad, has died. He was 79. Al-Mualem served as ambassador to Washington for 9 years, starting in 1990 during Syria's on-and-off peace talks with Israel. He was a close confidant of Assad, known for his loyalty and hardline position against the opposition. Syria's state-run Sana news agency announced his death Monday morning. It offered no immediate cause of death, though his health was said to be deteriorating in recent years with heart problems. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is as, quote, fit as a butcher's dog, end quote, after being instructed to self-isolate for 14 days because he recently came in contact with someone who has since contracted coronavirus. In a video message posted Monday on Twitter from his London apartment, Johnson said it didn't matter that he has already endured COVID-19 and is, quote, bursting with antibodies, end quote. The quarantine requirement comes at the start of a crucial week for Johnson's Conservative government that includes discussions over a post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union. Health Secretary Matt Hancock said it was right that the Prime Minister goes into self-isolation, even though he's already had coronavirus, as people, quote, can catch it twice, end quote. A fast strengthening hurricane, Iota, is sweeping over the Western Caribbean and has become a very dangerous Category 4 storm as it heads for the same part of Central America, battered by a similarly powerful Hurricane Eta just over a week ago. Evacuations were being conducted from low-lying areas in Nicaragua and Honduras near their shared border, which appeared to be Iota's likely landfall. This is VOA News. Four astronauts are on their way to the International Space Station after a successful launch of SpaceX rocket Crew Dragon. The three U.S. crew members and one from Japan are on NASA's first crew rotation mission using a commercial aircraft. On NASA TV, Japanese aeronautics expert Hiroshi Sasaki says he hopes for more space flights involving NASA and Japan.
I believe the human space activities will expand from the ISS to the moon. I am looking forward to enjoy the new era and going together for the future.
The crew are due to arrive at the International Space Station late Monday, joining two Russians and one American who flew there last month from Kazakhstan. U.S. President Donald Trump asserted on Twitter Sunday he will soon file big cases challenging the 2020 election results, in which Joe Biden is the projected president-elect. Earlier, President Trump appeared to acknowledge for the first time that Biden won the presidential election, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Trump did not use Biden's name, but says he won, at the same time making clear he's not conceding and will keep trying to overturn the election result. The Sunday morning tweets included several baseless claims about the November 3rd vote, calling it rigged and only a victory for Biden in the eyes of the media. However, state and federal officials say the election was safe and secure. On ABC's This Week, Trump's former national security advisor John Bolton called on Republicans to speak up.
If the Republican voters are only hearing Donald Trump's misrepresentations, it's not surprising that they believe it. It's critical for other Republican leaders to stand up and explain what actually happened.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Morocco's army has responded to fire by the Polisario Front along the UN-patrolled buffer zone in Western Sahara, said an online report picked up by the official MAP news agency. Quote, since 13 November 2020, Polisario militias have fired provocative shots along the line of defense without causing human or material damage, end quote, MAP said, citing the FARC unofficial website dedicated to military news. The retaliatory fire from the Moroccans destroyed an armored vehicle east of the line of defense at El Mahabes, it said on its Facebook page. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reports more than 54 million coronavirus cases have been confirmed around the world as of Sunday. The U.S., India, and Brazil continue to top the list as the places with the most infections. In Europe, the continent is facing another surge of the coronavirus, and several countries have imposed tighter COVID-19 restrictions. British Prime Minister.